Oh, hi. Hey, Steve?
Yep.
This is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Recent counters over there.
What?
Well, go ahead, Roy.
Oh, I left a note on your car. Did I get the right place?
Yes.
Okay. How you doing?
All right. Yourself?
Not too bad. Just hanging in there.
So I get up in the early morning, so it was too dark to see, really see anything, but I didn't see any dents in the car. Was it a dent or just a scratch?
Actually, I completely, I don't know if you realize this, but your car is possessed. It's kind of like Christine. You ever seen that movie, Christine?
Yeah.
So I took a bulldozer and I pretty much destroyed it. You're saying it's back to normal, though?
Well, I don't know where you hit. I haven't been out actually to my car in daylight.
Well, I hit it everywhere. I literally crushed it with a bulldozer.
Okay.
And it should have been completely totaled. I ran over it several times. I brought down the big shovel thing like over and over and over, just like on top of it. Smushed it in.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I took my bulldozer and I smushed your car into a goddamn puddle, is what I'm saying.
Okay. And where did this happen?
You know, where it was parked. And I guess it healed itself because it's a supernatural evil demon car.
Sure.
And so, I don't know, does it look okay then? I guess it's probably healed itself, so you don't need to worry about it.
Well, where did you hit it? What location?
Okay, first I hit it on the front. I took my big shovel thing on my bulldozer, and I slammed it down on the hood of your car.
Okay, but where? What location? What street?
Oh, I don't know.
We
were all over the place. It was chasing me around. We were going around blocks.
Okay, because what I'm thinking is somebody just took the sticker off their car and put it on mine. So that's why I'm asking where,
what kind of location, not where on the car. What kind of car do you have?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out from you. Where did you hit?
What, you don't know what kind of car you have?
I do, but you're being a bit cheeky for someone who's trying to, you know, say that I have a possessed car. So I'm asking you where you hit my car, and what street.
Well, look, I don't think the insurance even matters. I think the car is just cursed and needs to be exercised.
Okay.
So you need to do that because it's chasing me around and it pisses me off. Car's fucking evil.
Okay, well then you sound like you're hallucinating because I parked it last night and stayed home all night.
But it drives itself. It drives by itself. It's possessed. It's like Christine from that movie.
Okay, that's what you say.
Well, it's true. It's true. You ever go out there at night and see if your car is still there?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Like you wake up in the middle of the night and you check and see if your car is there.
Yeah.
That's pretty weird.
As crazy as you sound, yeah.
Yeah, you sound insane. So you get up in the middle of the night and check on your car? That's weird.
Well, you asked a dumb question, I gave you a dumb answer. So I'm trying to figure out what you're even talking about.
Unless you know that your car is possessed and you just go out there to make sure it's not out killing people.
Yeah, I let it go chase people like you. No idea what you're talking about. So.
Well, I think that makes you...
What kind of car did you hit then?
That makes you like an accessory to murder if I get killed.
I guess so.
Because you're just letting it happen.
What color was the car you hit?
You don't even care, do you?
What color was the car that you hit?
I don't know. It was dark. It was late at night. It was like the middle of the night.
Uh-huh. Right.
It was dark out.
Okay.
Asshole.
Listen, douchebag. You're making no sense whatsoever, and you're sitting there saying I have a possessed car.
Whatever, douche canoe.
Okay, so thanks for your number. I'll let the police follow up with it.
Oh, go ahead and call the police. You know what I'm going to tell the police? Your car tried to kill me.